Vuoi che?
No, venimo.
Meglio, se no mi detta.
The one that that hymn you sang, Be Thou My Vision.
See kristlik hymn või see laul, mis me laulsime, Ole mu nägemus siht silme ees.
Well, that was written by an English lady called Frances Abigail.
Selle kirjutas üks inglise daam nimega Frances Abigail.
And she was in a castle in a dungeon.
Ta oli ühes loosis, ühes hoopas.
In a cell.
Yeah.
In prison.
Vangis. Yeah.
Just 5 miles from where I was born.
Kõigest 5 miili kaugusel sealt, kust mina sündisin.
I was born in a place called Stratford-upon-Avon.
Ma sündisin ühes linnas, mille nimi on Stratford-upon-Avon ääres.
Yes. Where a man called William Shakespeare was born.
Linsis, kus mees nimega William Shakespeare sündis.
And Frances Abigail was imprisoned in Warwick Castle. Huge, big, dark castle.
Ja Frances Abigail oli Warwicki kindluses siis vangis.
And that was her reward for loving Jesus.
Ja see oli tema tasu selle eest, et ta Jeesust armas.
She was a lovely lady, Frances Abigail.
See oli üks armas daam, Frances Abigail.
Now. Cassis.
Really?
It's a Bible study, isn't it? So we can study the Bible tonight.
See on piiblitunni, nii et me võime piiblit uurida täna.
So let's go into the Acts of the Apostles.
Nii et vaatame apostlite tegude raamatusse.
I expect the Acts of the Apostles were my favorite books.
Ma võiks öelda, et apostlite tegude raamat on üks mu lemmikuid.
In chapter 4.
Nüüd neljandas peatükis.
And verse 31.
Ja 31. salmis.
And when they had prayed. And when they had prayed.
Ja nende palve järel.
The place where they were assembled together was shaken.
Kõikus paikus nad olid koos.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ja nad kõik täideti püha vaimuga.
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Ja nad kõnelesid Jumala sõna julgesti.
Now that was the kind of meeting that I would very much like to be in.
See on nüüd selline koosolek, kus mina väga tahaks olla.
That was a prayer meeting.
See oli üks palve koosolek.
They met together.
Nad tulid kokku.
And they prayed together.
Ja palvetasid.
And this was the outcome when they finished praying.
Ja see oli nende palve tulemus siis.
Everything that could be shook was shaken.
Kõik, mida oli võimalik kõigutada, seda kõigutati.
Only the things that were on the rock remained.
Ainult need asjad, mis olid seal kalju peal, jäid püsima või nüüd fundamendi peale.
It's good to be shaken.
On hea, kui siin raputatakse.
When we go through our Christian lives, we seem to pick up many things.
Kui me oma kristlase elu elame, siis me nagu korjame enda külge palju asju.
It's like tourists going through Estonia.
Nagu turistid, kes reisivad läbi Eesti.
Oh, that's beautiful, I'm gonna have that.
Oi, see on ilus, ma võtan see.
Oh, look at those beautiful flowers.
Oi, vaata need ilusad lilled.
In fact, in my garden, where I live, I've got some stones that come from Estonia. They're that big.
Tegelikult minu aias, seal kus ma elan, mul on mõned kivid, mis on pärit Eestist ja nad on umbes nii suured.
I really love the way that people in their gardens put the stones together with each other.
Mulle nii meeldib, kuidas inimesed oma aias panevad kivid kokku üksteisega.
So I took some home in the Land Rover. some years ago.
Mõned aastad tagasi Land Roveriga siin käies, et ma viisin mõned kivid koju siis.
They are very heavy.
Nad on väga raske.
And once you got one of those great big stones,
ja kui sul üks nende suurtest kividest käes on,
there's not much room for anything else.
Siis ei ole ruumi enam kuigi palju millelegi muule.
But when things start shaking,
aga kui siin hakatakse raputama, kui asjad hakkavad kõikuma,
you better watch out for your toes.
Siis sa parem oled oma varvaste suhtes.
Because you'll have to drop it.
Sest sa pead selle kivi siis maha panema pillam.
Sometimes God has to shake us.
Vahel peab Jumal meid raputama.
Things that we thought were so important.
Asjad, mis meie pidasime nii olulisteks.
The way we sing or the way we have our meetings.
Näiteks see, kuidas meie laulame või kuidas meie oma teenistust peame.
Maybe the way we bring our children up.
Või ka see, kuidas me oma lapsi näiteks kasvatame.
The way we pray.
Või kuidas me palvetame.
Even some of the things that we believed.
Isegi mõned asjad, mida me uskusime.
Sometimes God says, it's time I shook that person.
Mõnikord ütleb Jumal, et on aeg mul seda inimest raputada.
It's time I shook that church.
On aeg, et ma raputan seda kogudust.
And so he comes and shakes.
Nii, et ta tuleb ja raputab.
Oh, of course, we don't like shaking.
Aga loomulikult meile see raputamine ei
meeldi. Nobody likes shaking.
Mitte kellelegi ei meeldi raputamine.
Things fall out of our pockets.
Asjad kukuvad taskust välja.
Sometimes, oh please, I'm going to be very crude. Sometimes our trousers fall down.
Nüüd ma olen väga julga oma jutu poolest, et võibolla ka püksid mõnikord kukuvad jalast.
If you've gone through customs lately on the plane.
Kui sa oled hiljuti tollist läbi käinud, kui lennukisse lähed.
You have to take your belt off.
Sa pead oma püksi rihma ära võtma
seal. The man in Amsterdam said, oh, please take your belt off.
Ja see mees Amsterdamis ütles, palun võtke oma vee.
I thought, oh, I've had enough of this.
Ma mõtsin, ah.
Whose fault is it going to be if my trousers fall down?
Et kelle süüsel lõpuks on, kui mul püksid alla kukuvad.
That's where you wear, why you wear a belt for, so your trousers don't fall down.
Sest selle jaoks rihma kantaks, et püksid ei kukuks alla.
The Dutch,
which ah, need hollandlased.
Sometimes you've got to be shaken.
Vahel on vaja, et siin raputatakse.
So all that we can believe in the end is Jesus.
Nii et lõpuks kõik, millesse või kellesse me võime uskuda, on Jeesus.
Just him.
Lihtsalt ainult
tema. And only him. All over again.
Jälle valgusest peale.
It's wonderful to give our children toys and take them out to parks and go swimming.
On võrratu kinkida oma lastele mänguasju ja viia neid ujuma või parki mängima.
But mainly all they want is us.
Aga see, mida nad põhiliselt kõige rohkem tahavad, on meie.
All they want is dad and mom.
Ja kõik, mida nad tahavad, on isi ja enne.
So they were shaken.
Nii et neid siin raputati.
And oh, I love this. And they were filled.
Ja mulle nii meeldib see, neid täideti.
With the Holy Spirit.
Püha vaimuga.
Simon and I spent this morning in Vilanji, not Vilanji. Vilanji. And we got home and Simon made not very nice sandwiches, hot sandwiches.
Me olime täna hommikul Simoniga Viljandis ja me tulime koju ja Simon tegi väga heid sooja võileibu.
He's a very good cook, Simon.
Teed on väga hea kokk.
And he said, how many would you like, David?
Ja ta küsin mu käest, et kui palju sa tahaksid,
David? Oh, you know. So he kept on making them and I kept on eating them.
Nii et ma ei vastanud talle, aga no, näost oli näha, et arvatakse.
And later on, I was up in my bedroom trying to pray.
Ja siis ta muudku tegi ja tegi ja mina muudku sõin ja pärast hiljem magamist vastasin palvetada.
I had too many sandwiches.
Ja siis tundsin, et ma sõin liiga palju.
Filled, till it nearly come in.
Ma olin nii täidetud, et pur kauguni, et see peaaegu tuli välja.
To be filled.
Täidetud.
God wants to fill.
Jumal tahab täita.
That's why he talks about living water.
Sellepärast räägib ta elavast veest.
Because water has to keep on going until it runs over. It won't stop.
Sest vesi peab pidevalt muudku voolama ja voolama, kuni ta voolab üle ääre, sellepärast, et vee vool ei peatu.
If you want to stop, you've got to get up on higher ground if you don't want to get wet.
Ja kui sa tahad kuivaks jääda, kui sa ei taha märjaks jääda, sa pead minema kõrgemale kohale.
God is always full of God.
Jumal on alati Jumala täis.
You'll never see God empty.
Sa ei näe iial Jumalat tühjana.
I know that sounds a strange thing.
Ma tean, et see kõlab väga veidras.
God is never empty. He's always full.
Aga Jumal ei ole kunagi tühi, ta on alati täis.
But God has been pouring out into his universe for eternity.
Jumal on valanud end välja oma universumisse kogu igaviku.
And he's still full.
Ja ta on ikka täis.
God wants to pour out in you.
Ja Jumal tahab valada ennast sinusse ka.
Keep pouring. Ja, keep pouring.
Ja teha seda muutub pidevalt.
Keep pouring.
Jätkuvalt valada ennast sinusse.
Keep pouring. Until you're full.
Kuni sa oled täis.
And then you start pouring.
Ja siis sina hakkad valama.
That wasn't the end.
Aga siin ei olnud lõpp.
Then they spoke.
Ja siis nad kõnelesid.
Oh, it's good for a church when they speak, isn't it?
On ju hea, kui kohustus kõneled.
When they speak together.
Kui nad räägivad kohustus.
When their hearts start to be open and they talk to each other.
Kui nende südamed hakkavad avanema ja nad hakkavad üksteisega rääkima.
When they start talking about what they really need.
Kui nad hakkavad rääkima sellest, mis nad tõesti mõtlevad.
Not just saying things that will be good to say.
Mitte räägima lihtsalt asju, mis on viisakad või heade öelda.
Or sounds religious or sounds spiritual.
Või midagi, mis kõlab piisavalt religioosne või vaimuslikku.
But when they start talking about things what they really are.
Vaid kui nad hakkavad tõeliselt rääkima sellest, kes nad tõeliselt on.
They start to become honest with one another.
Hakkavad üksteisega ausad olema.
Could God, another thing about God, he's not only full all the time, he's honest all the time.
Ja veel üks omadus Jumala juures on see, et ta ei ole mitte kogu aeg ainult täis, vaid ta on ka aus.
He is what he says.
Ta tõepoolest on see, kes ta ütleb, et on.
And he says what he is.
Ja ta räägib ka ainult seda, kes ta on.
And that's how God wants you to be.
Ja Jumal tahab, et sa oleksid samas.
God wants you to be what you say you are.
Jumal tahab, et sa oleksid see, kes sa ütled, et sa oled.
And what you say you are, that's what he wants you to be.
Ja see, kelleks sina end nimetad, see Jumal tahab, et sa ka oleksid.
So it's no different from the inside or the outside.
Et sellel välisel ja sisemisel ei oleks erinevust.
But not only did they speak, they spoke the word of God.
Aga siin nad mitte ainult ei rääkinud lihtsalt, vaid nad rääkisid Jumala sõna.
They spoke the word of God.
Nad rääkisid Jumala
Not
sõna.
Not just one or two, but it sounds like all of them started to speak God's word.
Ja mitte ainult üks või kaks nende seast, vaid tundub niiviisi, et nad kõik hakkasid Jumala sõna rääkima.
Not that they walked up and down the streets with the Bible.
Mitte, et nad kõndisid tänavatel etasi tagasi piiglik käes.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Issand on mu karjane, mul ei ole millestki puudust.
But the word of God was living in them.
Aga Jumala sõna elas nende sees.
The word of God was alive.
See oli elav.
Because Christ was alive within them.
Selle pärast, et Kristus oli elav.
And Christ is the word of God.
Ja Kristus on Jumala.
And they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Ja nüüd, kui nad olid täis Jumala
And they vaimu. Spoke the word of God to one another.
Ja nad rääkisid Jumala sõna üksteisele.
And they started speaking the word of God to their neighbors, their friends, their enemies.
Siis nad hakkasid rääkima Jumala sõnaga oma sõpradele, naabritele, vaenlastele.
Word that went like an arrow right down into people's hearts.
Ja see sõna läks nagu nool otse inimeste südametesse.
Because that's what God's words do.
Seda Jumala sõnad teevad.
I spoke the word of God. Oh, at last.
Nad rääkisid Jumala sõna.
Oh,
lõpuks.
To hear somebody speak the word of God.
Nii hea on kuulda kedagi rääkimas
Not
Jumala sõna.
Just chattering about the Bible.
Mitte lihtsalt lobisemas Biibli teemade.
What God is saying.
Vaid rääkimas seda, mis Jumal ütleb.
But that's not all. Still there was more.
Aga see on kõik, mida...
Still, there was another blessing on top of that.
Üks õnnistus oli nii-öelda lisaks.
It's like, what about that cake on Sunday?
Nagu see kook pühapäeval.
different layers. Oh, I got better and better and better.
Mitmed erinevad kihid, et iga kiht läks järjest paremaks ja paremaks ja paremaks.
And on the top.
Ja seal peal.
Boldness.
Julgus.
They were bold. They spoke the word with boldness.
Nad olid julged, nad rääkisid jumala
julgust. There was no fear.
Nad ei kartnud üldse.
There was no apology.
Ega vabandanud
kuidagi. I think I believe this, sir.
Herra, ma arvan, et ma usun seda.
But oh, there was this great, great boldness, great courage.
Aga nad rääkisid suure julgusega.
Not a, it wasn't a pride.
Mitte uhkusega.
It wasn't trying to win an argument.
Või üritades mingit vaidlust võitlust.
It wasn't because they were so full of the scriptures they could baffle, they could overcome anybody.
Mitte et nad olid nagu peast teadsid nii palju pühakirja, et nad nüüd võisid lihtsalt neid tsitaate loopida ja võitlema.
But because Christ was dwelling in them by faith.
Vaid sellepärast, et Kristus elas nende teed.
That word was coming out.
Ja see sõna lihtsalt tuli välja.
All over the place.
Igale poole või nagu kogu aeg.
What a prayer meeting.
Milline palve koosolek.
Oh, God, give us prayer meetings like that.
Jumal anna meile selliseid palve koosolek.
God, give us prayer meetings like that.
Jumal anna meile selliseid
palve koosolek. When we go back to our houses at night.
Et kui me läheme tagasi oma koju õhtul.
Just absolutely bubbling.
Et me nagu mullitaks välja.
Knowing how to, oh, wow, can you imagine? Just imagine, yippee, just imagine.
Lihtsalt kujuta ette seda, sa kujuta vaid ette.
It's when Billy Graham came, first time he came to England in 1956.
See on nii nagu Billy Graham esimest korda tuli Inglismaale 56. aastal.
They took a place called Haringey, a great big auditorium.
Nad rentisid väga suure auditoriumi.
And after a few weeks, the tubes, the underground, was alive with singing after the meetings.
After a few weeks, eh?
After, well, I think about after a week,
yeah.
Yes.
Ja arvatavasti kuskil nädal hiljem oli metrood oli täis lauljaid. Või laulmist.
I thought I was shouting too much.
No, it's tradition we have in the church. We'll just keep moving chairs.
Ta küsis, et nagu, mis see oli, et sõelle siis vabandab, et tal selg oli valus, aga ta mõtles, et äkki ta rääkis liiga valjusti. Simon vabandab, et meil ongi kombeks nagu kohti vahetada.
Londoners thought it very strange.
Et Londonis on kõik väga imelik.
They'd never seen this before. People singing on the underground.
Inimesed Londonis arvasid, et see on väga imelik. Ja nad ei olnud iial näinud, et inimesed metroos oleks laulnud.
Shouting hallelujah and praise the Lord.
Ja hõiskasid hallelujah ja kiitsid Jumalat.
Hugging tramps and taking them home with them. Hugging homeless people, take them home. New word.
It's a tramps.
Yeah.
Tramp
buses. Like, yeah. Mix it up, nagu. Is it exactly the same words, not the same way, or?
No, tramp.
Okay. Ühe tähe erinevuse, ma mõtlesin neid tramme, mis tänaval liikuvad, ja tema ütles, et nad kallistasid kodutuid, aga no, mis seos mul tekis, et kallistasid tramme, siis on ju, viisid neid koju, et ei aga kodutuid siis oli.
God was just falling on hundreds of people every night.
Et Jumal langes lihtsalt sadade inimeste peale igal õhtul.
And they were bold to sing the praises of God.
Ja nad olid väga julged laulmaks Jumalale kiitust.
Let's pray for prayer meetings like that.
Palvetame, et meil oleks sellised
Let's say to God, God, give us prayer meetings like that.
Ja ütleme Jumala, Jumal anna meile selliseid palve koosolekuid.
But I want to tell you this.
Aga ma tahan teile seda öelda.
Oh, brother.
Üles,
you'll have to get hold of God like this, brother.
Sa pead Jumalas nõnda kinni haarama.
Tell him, God, I'm not stopping.
Sa pead Jumalale kõrva.
No, I'm not stopping, God, until you give me prayer meetings like this.
Jumal, ma ei jäta järgi enne, kui sa annad mulle selliseid palve koosolekuid. Karjud kõrva Jumalale.
You must sit down. My Peter, my youngest son.
Minu Peeter, minu noorem poeg.
If the children wanted something special.
Ja kui lapsed tahtsid midagi väga erilist.
They would tell Peter.
Siis nad ütlesid Peetrile.
And Peter would come to me.
Ja Peeter tuli minu juurde.
Dad, can we go fishing today?
Isi, kas me võiks minna kalale täna?
No.
Ei.
Dad, can we go fishing today?
Isi, kas me võime minna kalale täna?
No.
Ei.
Too busy, got so many things to do. No.
Mul on nii kiire, nii palju teha. Ei, me ei saa.
Dad, can we go fishing today?
No. Isi, kas me võime minna kalale täna?
Dad, can we go fishing today?
Isi, kas me võiks kalale minna täna?
Dad, can we go fishing today?
Isi, kas me võiks kalale
minna täna? Peter, I've got to see this man, I've got to go there, I've got no.
Peter, ma pean selle mehega kohtuma, ma pean sinna minema, ma ei saa.
Dad, can I go fishing today?
Isi, kas me võime täna kalale minna?
It's raining.
Ei, vihma sajab, me ei saa.
Dad, can I go fishing today?
Ja, isi, kas me võime...
Peter, no!
Peter,
we're ei! We're not going fishing today, be quiet!
Me ei lähe täna kalale, ole tasa.
Dad, can I go, for, we go fishing today?
Ei, isi, kas me lähme täna kalale?
Oh, yes, 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 yes!
Jah, jah.
God loves. He loves to be asked like that.
Jumalale nii meeldib, kui niimoodi küsitakse tema käest.
Peter never said, Dad, can we go fishing today?
Peter ei ütleb kunagi mulle, et isi, kas me võime täna kalale minna?
No.
Ei.
Oh, all right. Walked away.
Ja et, oh, olgu siis, võtta ära.
I know that sometimes when God does say no.
Nüüd ma tean, mõnikord Jumal tõepoolest ütleb ei.
But sometimes it's just when he doesn't answer.
Aga vahel on seda lihtsalt hetk, mil ta ei vasta.
When? Oh, God. God.
Jumal.
And you feel he's kind of, come on, come on, say it, say it, come on.
Ja ta, nagu, sa tunned, sa tajud, et ta suhtub nagu, et no, tule, yeah, tule, ütle nüüd.
Well, well, can we go fishing today?
No, küsi veel, et kas me võime minna kalale täna?
No.
Ei.
But he keeps drawing, you know there's something in the heart. He keeps drawing you, he keeps bringing you out more and more.
Sa nagu tunned, et ta tõmbab siin kaugemale, et vastu edasi samme.
Because I want to tell you this.
Sest ma tahan sulle öelda seda.
That God wants to pour out his spirit.
Sest et Jumal tahab valada välja oma vaimu.
But he's got to get people in a place where he can.
Aga ta peab saama inimesed sellisesse olukorda, et Jumal saab valada välja oma.
How did this prayer meeting happen? Why did they pray like this?
Nüüd, kuidas see palve koosolek alguse sai? Miks nad
what made such a prayer meeting?
Mis tegi selliseks
see? What were the circumstances behind all these people praying such a prayer?
Mis olid need olud kõige selle tagasi?
That God should fill everybody with the Holy Spirit.
Et inimesed nõnda palvetasid, et Jumal kõik
täitis
üha vaimuga.
That there should be such a warmth and a love between one another. They're speaking to each other all the time.
Et nõnda, et inimeste vahel oli selline soojus, et nad kallistasid üksteist, nad rääkisid üksteisega kogu aeg.
But the word of God was so powerful with them, not just the big preachers, but everyone, the children, the moms, the dads, there was the word of God amongst them.
Yeah, it's quite long.
Be good girl.
And now I forgot what you said.
Be good boy.
Kuskin, et see oli nii pitk, et ma ei suudan meele, et seda keskis ma tubli olla, mul läks puhta meelest.
The word of God should be all over the saints, not just in the preachers.
Yeah, it's Jumala sõna.
Hey? Oh.
Et Jumala sõna oli nii tugevalt.
Now I am ashamed. I am sorry.
Et Jumala sõna oli nii tugevalt nende üle, et iga üks tõesti rääkis Jumala sõna, mitte ainult need suured jutlustajad, vaid väikesed lapsed ka.
Thank you, Mrs. Interpreter.
Ta sai teada, et mu abiga see on ka siin ja siis ta nüüd vabandab. Aitäh, kõua tõlke.
There should be such boldness, such courage in the saints.
Pühades jääb, peaks olema selline suuri julgust.
How did it happen?
Kuidas see juhtus?
Well, for this we have to go back to chapter 3.
Selle jaoks me peame pöörduma tagasi apostlite kolmandasse peatükki.
Simon, when you've had enough, tell me and I'll stop, right?
Simon, kui sul on küllalt saanud, siis ütle mulle, ma lõpetan.
Please, no Simon, please, I'm honestly, if when I think I've gone too far, or not too far, too much, stop me.
Kui sa arvad, et ma olen liiga palju rääkinud, siis ütle mulle.
See, I'm going, tomorrow morning, I might not come back again.
Ma lähen nüüd olma hommikul ära ja võibolla ma ei tule tagasi.
And I just want to say this.
Ma tahan lihtsalt seda öelda.
That I have been, this is the first time I've been away in nearly 4 years.
I've been away, like been
in prison. Dave travel all the time for our missions in his whole life. The last 3 years.
The last year.
Et ma olen siis terve elu reisinud niimoodi ja kuulutanud evangeeliumi erinevates riikides, aga nüüd viimased 3 aastat ma ei ole seda teinud.
But I've honestly been so excited with what is happening with you.
Aga ausalt, siiralt, ma olen nii põnevil olnud sellest, mis ma olen kuulnud, et teiega siin toimumist.
I really believe that just round the corner there's something fantastic about to happen.
Et ma tõepoolest usun, et kohe nii-öelda ümber nurga on midagi väga võrratud juhtumas.
I'm not just saying that, I'm so excited.
Et ma seda mitte lihtsalt ei ütle, vaid ma tõepoolest olen nii põnev.
And I believe this is one of the keys.
Ja ma usun, et see on üks nendest võtmetest.
So, we go back to chapter 3. Oh no, the first time anybody moves, I'm going to stop because my wife, if she knew I said this, she said, David, I told you, you go on too long.
Et ma ta ütlesin ta, mis ta ütles, et aga kui ma näen, et esimene inimene juba tõuseb, siis ma lõpetan, sest ma teen mu naine ütleb niimoodi, et ma pean lõpetama, sest ma olen liiga pikalt juba rääkinud.
Peter and John.
Peter ja Peetrus ja Johannes.
Went up together.
Läksid üles koos.
They were together.
Nad olid koos.
Now, I expect if you read your Bible,
nüüd ma eeldan, kui sa oma piiblit loed.
You all have discovered that Peter and John were very, very different men.
Et siis sa tead, et Peetrus ja Johannes olid väga, väga erinevad inimesed.
Peter,
Peetrus,
he was famous for speaking before he thought.
Peetrus tunti selle poolest, et ta rääkis alati enne, kui ta mõtles.
Always speaking first, engaging brain second.
Et ta kõigepealt rääkis ja siis haaras nagu aju asjasse kaasa.
But God loved that man.
Aga Jumal armastas seda meest.
John was famous for thinking.
Ja Johannes oli kuulus mõtlemise poolest.
Just thinking.
Lihtsalt mõtlemise poolest.
Thinking.
Lihtsalt mõtlesi.
Oh, what thoughts.
Ja oi, millised.
No, I don't think any man's had such wonderful thoughts than John.
Ja ma ei usu, et ühelgi inimesel on sellised imelised mõtted olnud kui Johannesel.
And I thank God that Peter said, John, listen. Oh, sorry.
Ma tänan Jumalat selle eest, et Peetrus ütles, et Johannes, kuule.
You've got to write those thoughts down.
Et sa pead need mõtted kirja panema.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my dear.
Would anybody read?
Kas keegi kuulaks või loeks üldse?
You've got to, Peter, a John.
Sa pead, Johannes.
And so John did.
Nii, Johannes pani kirja.
John, I think, I'm no theologian, but I think John's was the last gospel to be written.
Ja ma ei ole nüüd teoloog küll, aga ma arvan, et Johannes evangeelium kirjutati viimasena evangeeliumites.
Oh, what a gospel.
Aga ui, milline evangeelium.
The depths and the lengths and the breadths and the heights of what's in that man comes out in the gospel.
Et see sügavus ja laius ja pikkus ja kõrgus, mis kõik selles mehes on, tuleb selles evangeeliumis välja.
In England we have an expression, maybe you do, they were like chalk and cheese.
Yeah, I'm thinking of an Estonian expression. Inglise keeles on meil ütlus, et nad olid nagu kriit ja juust. Mis meil selline hea väljend on.
They were just so different from one another.
Nad olid tõesti nii täiesti erinevad üksteisest.
But God had put them together.
Aga Jumal oli pannud nad kokku.
And so together they remained.
Ja kokku nad jäid.
They might have had arguments.
Nad võibolla vaidlesid.
Sometimes they may not have seen eye to eye.
Võibolla nad ei mõisnud teist silmasilmast.
But those two men.
aga need kaks meest.
If I can say this, they adored each other.
Kui ma võin seda öelda, siis nad jumalasid üksteist. Nad armastasid üksteist.
Peter and John went together.
Peetrus ja Johannes läksid koos.
You can see Peter walking up the road.
Sa võid näha, kujutad ette, kuidas Peetrus kõndis
mööda teed. Knocking on John's door. Come on, Peter! Come on, John!
Koputas Johannese uksele.
John, come, where are you?
Johannes, kus
sa oled? His wife. Oh, shh, he's still praying.
Johannes, kasva, ta
on valmis. What is he still praying? It's time to go, come on!
Peetrus karjub, mis tähendab, et ta ikka palvetab veel? Kell on nii palju juba, tule välja, kohtume edasi.
Different.
Nad olid eri.
But they were together.
Nad olid koos.
And you and I, if we want to see the Holy Ghost come down in power, we must be together.
Ja sina ja mina, kui me tahame näha Jumala vaimu tulemas, Jumala väge tulemas olles, me peame olema koos.
Of course we're different. Look at creation, how different it is.
Loomulikult me oleme erinevad. Vaata loomingut, Jumala loomingut, see on nii erinev.
To be together.
Aga me peame olema koos.
Oh, when you're together, what can happen?
Ja kui me oleme koos, siis, oi, mis võib...
Off they went, and you probably know the story.
Ja nad läksid siin ja sa tõenäoliselt tead seda lugu.
They were going up to prayer.
Nad läksid üles pühakotta palvusse.
In the morning.
Hommikul.
They saw a man.
Is it in the morning? In a sermon it says at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, 3 o'clock in the afternoon then.
Ta ütles, et hommikul, aga meie tõlge ütleb, et kell 3 pärast tuli üle.
Well, it would have been the morning, but John was asleep most of the time.
Et oleks olnud hommikul, sest Johannes magas terve hommikul.
They saw the man, this lame man.
Nad nägid ühte meest, kes oli jalutu.
At the gate, just before they was going into the temple.
Just selle värava juures, enne kui nad templisse sisse läksid.
And Peter and John were about to go in.
Peetrus ja Johannes olid sisse minemas.
And he saw him begging.
Ja ta nägi, et see mees kerjas.
That was his profession, that's what he did.
See oli ta elukutse, ta tegi.
Everybody knew, this is what he did.
Kõik teadsid, et see on tame.
Outstretched.
Käed sirutas, välja sirutatud. Aga mulle.
Peter and John looked at him.
Peetrus ja Johannes vaatasid talle otsa.
In fact, he says, fixing his eyes on him.
Ja ütlesid, et vaata meie, vaatasid
isegi. His eyes were fixed on this man.
Ja nad vaatasid ainiti teda.
Nothing else was distracting him.
Miski muu ei köitnud nende tähelepanu.
He was fixed on this.
Vaid nende pilk oli ainult
this
nende peal.
This one poor beggar man.
See vaene kerjus see.
Look at us.
Vaata meid.
And I looked.
Ja see mees vaatas.
Eyes came to eyes. Eyeballs and
Tekki
eyeballs.
Tekki silmida.
Peter's eyeballs on the man. The man's eyeballs on Peter.
Peetruse silmad selle mehe peal ja selle mehe silmad Peetruse peal.
Because the man was expecting to receive something from them.
Sest see mees ootas neid midagi saada. Lootis.
Listen, if you want to get something from God,
ja kui sina tahad midagi Jumalalt saada,
you just take a note from this man.
Siis õpi midagi sellest mehest.
He was expecting.
Ta ootas. Ta ootas.
Expecting to receive.
Ootas, lootis midagi saada.
Peter said, silver and gold I do not have.
Peetrus ütles, hõbedatega kulda mul ei ole.
It's all gone.
Kõik on otsesanud.
I used to have a fishing business.
Mul oli kalastamise äri.
You used to have a nice shop in the town.
Mul oli linnas kena kauplus.
My wife used to sell the best fishing gallery.
Ja abikaasa müüs seal parimaid kala valikut.
And then I met Jesus.
Ja siis ma kohtasin
Jeesust.
Ja raha on kõik otsas.
Hey, praise God.
Aga tähnu Jumalule.
He had nothing to give him, not one dot.
Aga tal ei olnud mitte pennigi anda talle.
But he had a but.
Aga tal oli aga.
But.
Aga.
What I do have, I give you.
aga mis mul on, seda ma annan sulle.
What have you got? What have you got? What have you got, Peter? What have you got, John?
Mis sul on, Petrus? Mis sul on, Johannes?
I've got a name!
Mul on nimi.
That's what I've got.
Mul on nimi.
I've left my home, I've left my fishing, I've left my business, I've left everything, I've given everything away.
Ja mul on see nimi, ma olen jätnud kõik maha, ma olen jätnud oma kodu maha, oma kalastamise maha, oma äri maha, ma olen jätnud kõik.
To buy a name.
Selleks, et osta.
That's what I've got.
See on.
That's all I've got.
See on kõik.
In the world, all I've got in the universe.
Kõik, mis mul kogu maailmas üldse on kogu
maailmas. That will be my inheritance for my children.
See on see, mis ma pärandan oma lastele.
When I go home to my wife says, what have you got, Peter?
Et kui ma lähen koju oma abikaasa juurde, ta küsib, et mis sul on, Peetrus?
Peter says, Jesus.
Peetrus ütleb, Jeesus.
Oh, he goes to the church. Peter, what have you got tonight?
Ta läheb kogudusse ja küsitakse, Peetrus, mis sul täna on?
Jesus, I've got Jesus tonight.
Raha ei ole, aga mul on Jeesus täna.
That's the kind of man you want to lead you. Isn't it? That's the kind of man you want to lead, who wants to lead the church.
Sa tahad, et selline mees juhataks kogudust.
He's got nothing.
Kellel ei ole midagi.
Peter!
Peetrus.
Which theological college did you go to?
Millises teoloogilises koolis sa käisid?
Which school did you go to?
Kus koolis sa
õppisid? Where are your certificates?
Kus su tunnistused on?
What have you got, Peter?
Mis sul on, Peetrus?
Jesus!
Jeesus!
That's what he had.
See Give oli ta.
That name.
Anna mulle see nimi.
That's what I want to pray for.
Ma tahan seda palju.
That's what I want to have.
Seda ma tahan, et mul oleks.
This morning.
Täna hommikul.
When eventually I woke up.
Kui ma lõpuks üles ärkasin.
And I read this chapter. I hadn't read it for a long time.
Ma lukesin ühte peatükki, mida ma pole pikka aega lukenud.
And it suddenly struck me.
Ja see järsku nagu tabas mind.
That's what I want.
Tõesti, seda
and I knew it, I knew. That's what I want.
Ja ma teadsin, seda ma tahan.
If God had said this morning, day, I'll give you anything in the world.
Kui Jumal oleks mulle täna hommikul ütelda, et ei, et ma annan sulle kõik maailmas, mis
sa tahad. Me see. A great ministry.
Siis ma oleks võib-olla mõtelda, et suur teenimistöö.
Bigger tent.
Suurem telk.
Bigger trucks.
Suuremad veeautod.
Faster car.
Kiirem auto.
More children.
Rohkem lapsi.
The purpose to the Paulus oli David Young.
What do I want?
Mida ma tahan?
Jesus, I want that name.
Jeesus, ma tahan seda
nimi. I want to put it on.
Ma tahan selle selga panna.
I want to put it on my feet.
Ja jalga panna.
I want to strap it round my middle.
Ja panna selle vöönä
ümber. Put it on my head.
Ja pähe nagu
kiinni. I want to strap it round my belly.
Ümber oma kõhu.
That's what I want. I want that name, Lord.
Seda ma tahan. Isan, ma tahan seda nime.
Because that name will be enough.
Sest selles nimes piisab.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Jeesuse Kristuse Nazaretlase nimel tõuse ja kõnni.
And because that Peter and that John was in the name of Jesus.
Ja kuna Peetrus ja Johannes olid Jeesuse nimes.
John bent down.
Siis Johannes kummar.
Come on, up you come.
Ja ütles, no tule, tõuse üles.
Man grabbed out his arm. Grabbed out his hands and the apostles' hands joined together.
Et selle mehe ja apostli käed olid liidatud kokku.
That strong, great fisherman's hand.
See tugev kalamehe käsi.
Got hold of that straggling hand that all it knew was begging.
Haaras kinni sellest nõrgast käes, mis tundis ainult kerjamise tööd.
Peter said, up you come.
Ja Peetrus ütles, et tõuse üles.
And as soon as that hand touched that other hand, that man felt power to go through his legs.
Ja nii pea, kui see käsi puudutas selle kerjuse kätt, ta tundis, et vägi läks tema jalgadest.
And the Bible tells us that immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Ja Piibel ütleb meile, ja otse kohe said jalapõiad ja pahkluud tugevaks.
And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered, walking, leaping and praising God.
Kaheksasalm ning ta hüppas püsti, seisis ja kõndis ning läks koos nendega pühakotta sisse, käies ja hüpeldes ning Jumalat kiites.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God.
Ja kogu rahvas nägi teda kõndimas ja Jumalat kiitmas.
And they knew who he was.
Ja nad teadsid, kes ta oli.
They all ran together.
Nad kõik jooksid kokku.
And they thought, what, look at it, what. Hundreds of people.
Sajad inimesed tulid kokku, väljendasid oma hämmeldust.
And verse 12 tells us this.
Ja salm 12 ütleb.
When Peter saw all the people coming together.
Et kui Peetrus nägi kõiki inimesi kokku jooksmas.
He responded to the people.
Siis ta nii-öelda vastas rahvale või hakkas kõnelema.
God wants his church to respond.
Jumal tahab, et tema kogudus vastaks rahvale.
Peter immediately knew what to do.
Peetrus teadis koheselt,
mida he was full of Jesus.
Ja Peetrus oli Jeesus täis.
And Jesus would have responded to the people.
Ja Jeesus oleks vastanud inimeste vajadusele.
So Peter responded to the people.
Ja Peetrus vastas inimeste vajadusele.
Man of Israel, he said.
Iisraeli mehed, ta
ütles. Listen!
Kuulake!
And so off he goes, preaching his heart out.
Ja ta jutlustas edasi seal kogu südamest.
Oh, we can't go all through what he preached, but just this in verse 16.
Me ei saa nüüd vaadata kõike, mis ta jutlustas, aga vaatame 16.
And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong.
Ja et see nimi, usk tema, Jeesuse nimes on teinud selle mehe tugevaks.
It's his name, he preached Christ.
See on tema nimi, Kristus.
He says, it's his name that's made this man well.
See on tema nimi, mis on teinud selle mehe terveks.
The name you crucified.
See nimi, mille sina ristile.
The name you buried.
See nimi, mille sina maha.
God has raised that name from the dead.
Jumal on äratanud selle nime surnuist.
And so on and on he goes.
Ja ta räägib siin edasi veel.
So much so that the officers came out from the temple.
Ja siis tulid ametnikud templist välja.
The captain and the Sadducees came out.
Saduserid ja
varitsejad. And they were desperate.
Ja nad olid meeleheitel.
They were angry.
Nad olid vihased.
Because he preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead.
Sest ta kuulutas ülestõusmist surnuist Jeesuses.
But it was too late.
Aga oli liiga hilja.
Verse 4, chapter 4 tells us this.
Neljanda peatükki neljas salm ütleb meile.
However, many of those who heard the word believed.
Aga paljud neist, kes olid sõna kuulnud, hakkasid uskuma.
You would have thought they've had a prayer meeting, just like they're going to have a prayer meeting later on in the day.
Ja võibolla neil oli see palve koosolek sama päeva õhtupoolikul.
Peter and John were speaking the word of God with boldness.
Peetrus ja Johannes rääkisid Jumala sõna julgesti.
They were filled with the Spirit.
Nad olid Jumala vaimuga täidetud.
Interesting.
Huvitav.
But they were taken to the high priests.
Aga neid viidi siin ülepreestri juurde.
And they say this to them.
Ja neile öeldi.
By what power or by what name have you done this?
Mis väe kaudu või mis nime läbi olete te seda teinud?
Tell us.
Ütle meile.
What is the power? What is the name behind all this?
Mis vägi, mis nimi on kõige selle taga?
So Peter starts again.
Nii et Peetrus hakkab uuesti.
Peter, fill with the Holy Spirit.
Peetrus, täis püha vaimu.
And on he goes again.
Ja ta jätkab siin.
Let it be known to you all.
Et olgu see kõigile teile
teada. That by the name of Jesus Christ.
Et Jeesuse Kristuse nime kaudu.
Whom you crucified.
Kelle teie olete
ristinud. Whom God raised from the dead.
Aga kelle Jumal on üles äratanud surnuist.
Verse 12.
Ja salm 12.
Nor is there salvation in any other.
Ja ei ole päästet kellegi teise sees.
For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
Sest taeva all ei ole ühtegi teist nime antud, mille läbi me peame saama päästet.
I don't know whether you write things in the front of your Bible.
Ma ei tea, kas sa kirjutad oma piibli algusesse
või. I see something good, I write it down, a quote or something.
Kui ma näen midagi head, siis ma kirjutan selle siia üles mingi.
And a man wrote, a bishop called Bishop McDowell wrote this.
Ja üks mees nimega Piiskop McDowell
kirjutas. He said this, we are saved by a person and only by a person and only by one person.
Me saame päästetud ühe isiku kaudu ja ainult isiku kaudu ja ainult ühe isiku kaudu.
Peter didn't know any other person.
Peetrus ei tunnud ühtegi teist isikut.
He didn't know any other name.
Ta ei tunnud ühtegi teist nime.
He was just crazy, absolutely in love with this one name.
Ta oli täiesti hullunud, armastas hullunult seda ühte nime.
It was the name of Jesus.
See oli Jeesuse nimi.
So they threatened them.
Nii et nad ähvardasid neid.
They told them, listen, do anything, but don't speak in the name of Jesus anymore.
Ja nad keelasid neil rääkida Jeesuse nimel.
So they let them go.
Ja siis lasti Peetrus ja Johannes vabaks.
And Peter and John went back to the church.
Ja nad läksid tagasi koguduse.
And they told the church what had happened.
Ja rääkisid kogudusele, mis oli juhtunud.
About the man who was healed.
Rääkisid sellest mehest, kes oli
terve. About them being arrested.
Ja kuidas neid kinni
võeti. About them preaching to the multitude.
Ja kuidas nad rahva hulkadele jutustasid.
About the 4,000 people who were saved.
Ja rääkisid 4,000 inimesest.
About the religious rulers, about preaching to them.
Ja sellest, et nad kõnelisid religioossetele.
About being threatened, do not do it anymore.
Ning et neil keelati rääkida Jeesuse nimel.
And now they said all these things.
Ja kui nad kõike seda olid öelnud.
So they said, let's pray.
Siis nad ütlesid palvetada
koos. And it says in verse 24.
Ja 24. salmis ütles.
So when they heard these things.
Aga seda kuuldes.
They raised their voice.
Tõstsid need ühel meelel häält.
It seemed that this church had just one voice.
Tundub, et sellel kogudusel oli ainult üks hääl.
It wasn't communism.
See ei olnud kommunism.
Peter, James and John didn't go around with a big stick. Now listen, when you pray, you're going to pray the same as me. I'll be listening.
Peetrus Johannes ei käinud suure kaikaga ringi ja ütled, et no, nüüd kui sa palvetad, ma kuulan, mis sa palud ja kui sa ei, siis...
Something had happened on the day of Pentecost, something wonderful.
Nelipühi päevil oli midagi väga imelist juhtunud.
Something never seen before on the history of the earth.
Midagi, mida maailma ajaloos veel ei olnud nähtud.
Men and women and boys and girls have been joined by one spirit.
Mehed ja naised ja poisid ja tüdrukud olid ühe vaimu läbi kokku liidetud.
They've been given one mind.
Ja neile anti üks meel.
They've been given one mission, one vision.
Üks visioon, üks nägemus silme
ette. They were coming under one master and one lord.
Ja nad nagu olid kogunenud kõik ühe issanda, ühe juhataja alla.
They talked of one name.
Ja nad... rääkisid ühel
and nimelt. And so it was obvious when they began to pray they would have one voice.
Nii et oli väga ilmne see või loomulik tulemus, et kui nad palvetasid, neil oli üks hääl.
They raised their voice to God with one accord.
Ütleb, et nad tõstsid ühel meelel häält Jumala poole.
I don't know how long it lasted.
Ma ei tea, kui kaua see kestis.
Not that prayer meeting.
Mitte see palve koos oli.
I don't know how many years that church was with one accord.
Nüüd ma ei tea, kui mitmeid aastaid see kogudus suutis ühel meelel püsida.
But that then, in the beginning,
aga siin, in the beginning,
it was like it.
Ja aga vähemalt alguses oli niivisi.
It was like living in the ark, bobbing up on the waters.
See nagu sa oleks elanud selle laeva peal, mis sõidab vete peal.
In the ark, I believe this anyway.
Ma usun seda.
I believe the lion lay down with the lamb.
Ja ma usun, et seal noalaevas oli, et lõvi heitis lamba kõrvale.
It was heaven on earth in the ark, I believe.
Ja et see oli nagu taevas maa peal.
God kept it floating on the waters.
Jumal hoidis seda nii, et see lihtsalt ujus seal.
Just like this church.
Just nii nagu see kogudus.
Would have been a church like that.
Oleks tahtnud sellises kogudus olla. Mina
tahan. It's great to preach.
Võrata on juhustada.
it's great to evangelize.
Ja võrrata on evangeeliumi kuulutada.
Oh, Jesus, please, may I be in a church like this.
Aga Jeesus, palun, las ma olla sellises koguduses.
Lord, they said, you are God.
Issand, sina oled Jumal, ütlesid nad siin.
And they go on, and they tell God what he already knows, but sometimes it's good to remind him.
Ja nad palvetavad siin ja räägivad Jumalale seda, mida Jumal juba teab, aga vahel on hea Jumalale meelde tuletada.
And now, verse 29, they say this.
Ja 29. Salmis nad ütlevad.
Now, Lord, look on their threats.
Ja nüüd Issand, vaata nende ähvarduste peale.
And protect us from those wicked men.
Ja kaitse meid nende kurjade meeste
eest. Protect our children.
Ja kaitse oh, meie lapsi.
Lord, I don't want to lose my job.
Oh, Issand, ma ei taha oma
tööd. I don't want to go in a smelly prison.
Ma ei taha sinna haisvasse vanglasse.
Well, face back my hand.
Me siirkuda mulle käe vastu lapsi.
Lord, stop them talking behind my back.
Issand, tee nii, et nad ei räägiks mit taga enam.
Stop them pointing at me and make telling people jokes about me.
Issand, tee nii, et nad ei näitaks mulle enam näpuga ja ei teeks nalja minust.
Well, did they pray that kind of prayer? Was that what they asked?
Kas nad palvetasid nii? Kas nad palusid Jumala käest?
Lord, protect us!
Issand, kaitse meid.
Put their Bibles over their heads.
Panid piiblid pea kohale kaitseks.
Oh, I know that you clever people over here know they can have any Bibles.
Ma tean, et teie targad inimesed siin ei tee kunagi nii.
And they went to prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Pardon?
Lord, look on their threats.
Issand, vaata nende ähvardusi.
And grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word.
Ja Issand, anna oma sulastele kõige julgusega rääkida sinu sõna.
These warriors,
need sõdased,
these great warriors, these soldiers, these battlers.
Need suurepärased sõdurid, need lahingusse mine.
Yes, they knew the Lamb of God that took away their sins.
Jah, nad tundsid seda Jumala talle, kes oli nende
tõttu. But they also knew the line of Judah that sat on the throne.
Aga nad tundsid ka seda juuda lõvi, kes istus
tõrgis. Oh, Lord, come on!
Issand, tule!
Lord, give us boldness!
Anna meile julgust!
See their threats, Lord!
Issand, vaata nende hähvardusi.
They weren't idle threats.
Ja need ei olnud sellised teebed
hähvardusi. They already crucified Christ.
Nad olid juba Kristuse
ristil. They could easily do the same with Peter, James, John, or any of the people in this great congregation.
Nad oleks võinud teha seda sama Peetrus ja Koobus ja Hannes või üks kõik kellegi teisega seal koguses.
But now they were moving in something greater than themselves.
Aga nüüd nad liikusid milleski, mis oli suurem kui nemad.
This was God's great fireball rolling down the road.
See oli Jumala suur tulekera, mis
see God was determined.
Ja Jumal oli täiesti
otsustanud. He was absolutely determined.
Ta oli täiesti otsustanud.
And there was Peter.
Otsuse kindel.
Oh, you can see him, can't you see him, eyes full of tears.
Ja seal oli Peetrus, mu sa suudad ette kujutada, silmad täis pisaraid.
Not tears now of remorse and tears of repentance.
Mitte nagu kurbuse pisarid, vaid meeleparanduse pisarad.
He was a different Peter now from the Peter who was warming himself those 2 months before.
Nüüd oli see hoopis teine Peetrus, kui see, kes kaks kuud varem oli leinanud seal.
When a little girl came up to him and said, you are a follower of Jesus, I saw you.
Kui üks väike tüdruk tuli ja osutas ta peale, jah, sina olid Jeesus jünger, ma nägin siin.
Peter, no, not me, go away, come.
Ja Peetrus ütles, ei, mitte mina ära.
3 times he said it.
Ja kolmel korral ta ütles nii.
Third time he swore at this little girl.
Ja kolmandal korral ta tõotas vandus sellele väiksele tüdrukule.
The cock crew.
Ja kukk kires.
And never a bird convicted a man like that bird convicted Peter.
Ja iialgi ei ole ükski lind niivisi nagu patud tunnetust toonud inimesele nagu see kukk tõi Peetrusele.
Can you imagine?
Suudad
how he went, head in his hands, out into the night.
Kuidas ta läks pea kätte vahel lihtsalt öösse ja nutis.
It's a wonder he didn't commit suicide.
Tegelikult on suur ime, et ta enese tapu.
What have I done?
Et mis ma küll teinud olen?
He thought he was so strong, he thought he would never deny Jesus.
Ta arvas, et ta oli nii tugev, et ta ei saa ka iialgi Jeesust.
But he'd come to the end of his strength, the end of his courage.
Ta oli jõudnud sinna, kus ta oma jõud ja julgus oli otsa saanud.
He denied Jesus.
Ja ta salgas Jeesuse.
Then he was finished.
Ja ta tundis, et tema ka lõpp.
But Jesus went on.
Aga Jeesus läks edasi.
He went on. And he gave his hands, he gave his feet, he gave his body.
Ta andis oma käed, oma jalad, oma ihu.
And he went beyond the cross.
Ja ta läks kaugemale kui rist.
And he went into hell itself.
Ja ta läks ise põrgusse.
And he emptied hell of every demon that was ever there.
Ja ta emptied
hell of every demon that was
ja
ever there.
Ja ta tühjendas põrgu igast teemonist, kes
kunagi on olnud. And he smashed through, he got death round the throat.
Ta võttis surmal kõrist kinni. Mulle meeldis nii.
And he put death down there. Get down and he killed death.
Ja ta tappis surma, ta viskas valda.
And he burst through and he was alive. He burst through to life again.
Ja tormas sealt välja uuesti elusse.
And then the ladies came to see his tomb.
Ja siis tulid naisterahvad tema hauda vaatama.
And Mary Magdalene came.
Ja Maria Magdalena tuli.
And Jesus said to Mary, Mary, go and tell my disciples and Peter.
Ja Jeesus ütles Maria Magdalenale, et mine räägi minu jüngritele ja Peetrusele.
Because Peter's my man.
Sest Peetrus on minu mees.
Go and tell him.
Mine räägi talle.
Peter was forgiven and he knew he was forgiven.
Ja Peetrusele anti andeks ja ta teadis, et ta
läheb teada. And now great Peter, the lion heart.
Ja nüüd on see Peetrus, see on suur Peetrus nagu lõvi süda.
He was there, Lord, I don't care, just boldness I want.
Ja ta ütles, issand, ma ei hooli, ma tahan ainult julgust.
I want to be in your name.
Ma tahan olla sinu nime.
I want to eat your name.
Ma tahan süüa sinu nime.
I want everything that is your name.
Ma tahan kõike, mis on sinu nimi.
I just don't want to put it on my lips.
Ma ei taha, et see oleks lihtsalt minu huulte.
I want to be in that name. I want that name to be in me.
Ja ma tahan olla selles nimes ja ma tahan, et see nimi oleks minus.
You know when one of those great big stones you have I talked about.
Sa tead need suured kivid, millest ma rääkisin.
You see everywhere in Estonia.
Mida sa igal pool Eestis näed?
You break that stone.
Kui sa lõhud seda kivi.
And it's the same all the way through.
Siis ta on see sama läbi nisti.
And that's what he means by being in the name of Jesus.
Ja seda ta mõtleb, kui tähendab, et oled Jeesus.
They've got to open you up.
Et sind on vaja nagu lahti
teha. And Jesus has got to be all the way through.
Ja Jeesus peab olema täienisti läbi näha
sinu. If he's just on your lips, they'll laugh at you.
Kui Jeesus on ainult sinu huultel, siis naerdakse sinu.
He's got to be in your mind, and in your soul, and in your bones, and in your feet.
Ta peab olema sinu seest pealaest jalad allani.
He's got to be in your thoughts.
Sinu mõtetes.
He's got to be in you, and you've got to be in him.
Ta peab olema sinu sees ja sina pead olema
tema. So your desires are his desires, and his desires are your desires.
Et sinu igatsused on tema igatsused ja tema igatsused on sinu igatsused.
And so when Jesus said to his disciples,
ja kui Jeesus
ütles, whatever you desire, you'll have.
Kui Jeesus ütles oma jüngritele, et kõik, mida te iganes tahate.
Because all you desire is him.
Seda te saate sellepärast, et kõik, mis te tahate, on temas.
There's the great key.
Selles on see suur lahendus.
Lord, I want that name.
Isen, ma tahan seda nime.
It's got to be mine.
See peab saama minu
omas. I've got to be in it, and that's got to be in me.
Ma pean saama selle nime sees.
That nature, that mind.
See peab valitsema minu sees, see loom.
That divine strength.
See jumalik jõu.
That divine meekness.
See jumalik pehmus.
Everything that name means, it's got to be in me.
Kõik, mida see nimi tähendab, see peab olema minu sees.
Praise God. So the prayer meeting went on.
Nii et palvekooselek läks edasi.
The prayer meeting just went, got better and better and better.
Ja palvekooselek läks järjest paremaks ja paremaks ja paremaks.
They preached.
Nad jutlustasid.
And they came back and they prayed.
Ja nad tulid tagasi.
And when they prayed, they preached again.
Ja kui nad palvetasid, siis nad läksid
jutlustasid. They came back and they prayed. And when they prayed, they preached again.
Ja nii edasi, et tulid palvetama ja siis läksid jälle jutlustama.
They got to go together.
Need peavad koos käima.
They got to be married.
Nagu abielus.
Evangelism and prayers got to be married.
Evangelism ja palve peavad olema abielus.
The bosses have told me I must stop.
Boss ütleb, et me peame lõpetama.
Time has gone.
Aeg on otsa saanud.
Oh, but, oh, God. I want that name.
tahan seda nime.
Lord, in reality.
Tõeliselt, issand.
Not just a religious thing across my forehead.
Mitte lihtsalt midagi religioosset, mis on minu otsmikul.
But to be in it.
Vaid, et ma elaksin selles.
Amen. Let's just pray before we go, eh?
Palvetame enne, kui me lähme.
Father.
Isa.
Lord.